Good morning. COVID-19 restrictions are being revived across much of Spain as the country grapples with a sixth wave of coronavirus that has swept through the country at astonishing speed due to the highly contagious Omicron variant. The government yesterday said it was monitoring the situation with concern and said it supported rules drawn up by regional administrations, which have decision-making power when it comes to issuing new restrictions. The only national measure approved by the government last week was the return of mandatory face masks in all outdoor settings, with exceptions made for exercise and other activities like hiking. Many Spaniards continued to wear face masks in public despite the rule being relaxed in the summer. The result of regional authorities handling the COVID-19 response is a patchwork of different protocols across the country. A demand for free COVID-19 testing kits provided by Madrid's regional government far outstripped supply yesterday, with long queues forming outside pharmacies. The government yesterday secured its hold on power with the approval of a landmark labour reform backed by both unions and employers and a new national spending plan for next year that includes a hefty disbursement of pandemic recovery funds. An array of lawmakers gave the final go-ahead to the €450 billion budget for 2022, which allocates more than half of the funds to education, health, pension subsidies and other forms of social spending. The cabinet also passed a decree that overhauls the country's labour rules, a commitment by Pedro Sanchez's government with the European Commission before the end of 2021 in order to secure the next instalment of EU pandemic funds. It limits most temporary contracts to a maximum of 3 months and brings back collective bargaining with unions as the main channel to negotiate contracts. And a court in Belgium yesterday rejected Spanish authorities' request for extraditing the fugitive rapper José Manuel Arenas, known as Beltran, who was accused of glorifying terrorism through his song lyrics. Beltran fled to Belgium in 2018 after being sentenced to over 3 years in prison for his allegedly threatening lyrics. "I'm not a terrorist. The court has proved me right," he said. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.